یعنی دن ویدیم سارچ سارچ ویدیم ویدیم سارچ سارچیم and trying to utilize, trying to adjust. That is not less important work to arrive at the conclusion of our life's immediate future, how to utilize a perplexed. Perplexion means dissatisfaction in the present circumstance. Which way to find out I can be used in the service of the Lord. If the Lord says, oh, you take your seat here, and if I want to run hither and thither, and if the Lord says, no, you stay here, sit here by my side, what should we do? We should sit here, and now I want some work. That is also a sort of temperament. I can't sit idly by your side. Some sort of service I must be given to me. In good connection, everything may be good. The connection is all important. Krishna connection, Krishna consciousness. In different way, different persons may go on with their service. All may not be stereotype thing, stale things. Generally, leaders are seen to sit idle externally, the guide. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Our sincere attitude for the truth, that is all important. Searching mode. Searching Krishna and nothing else. That mood is very valuable here. Krishna Anusandham. Anusandham, search for Krishna. Not satisfied by this and that. So many things. My heart aching. I have heard from any source about Krishna. I want to be very near to him. But nearer to his devotees, that is more tangible. And the more we have, when we have got some practical faith in the association of his real servitors, then we request something substantial in our way. That is possible, available, helping. So, one who has got abstract attraction for Krishna, his position is considered to be the primary. But the better position, who has got aspiration for his servants than him, than Krishna. Ishwari Tadadhini Sudhyalishi Sudhishas Priva Maitri Kripa Upeksha Jakaroti Shabha. Then, Archayami Bahari Japujang Sadhai Yati Notad Bhakti Shudhya Savakta Prakritasnita. The beginner, they want Krishna, not his devotees, but those that have got some tendency to get friendship, association with the devotees of Krishna, that is something tangible, that is real, higher position, that his life is ensured, some not tangible, practical, something. So that is considered to be higher. Archayami bhari japuyam sadhayati. তদ ভক্তি স্বভক্ত প্রাকৃত শীল অর্ডিনারি প্রাইমারি স্টেজ ও আর অ্যাভয়েডিং দি সার্ভিটর বাট অনলি অ্যাবাউট কৃষ্ণ ওয়ান টু কাল্টিভেট বাই ইয়র চামুটি আর বাই বুকস আর এনি আদার ওয়ে বাট ওয়েন সাম প্র্যাকটিক্যাল সিম্প্যাথি ফেলট ইন দি হাওয়ার ফর হিজ ডিভোটিস হিজ পজিশন ইজ more reliable and more safe and more progressive. Got something tangible. I went from every direction, nothing but Krishna conception can satisfy him, and he got good position. All the ways coming to him, all connected with Krishna, whatever, good or bad, coming to him, but concerning Krishna, then he is in a better position. Bad means one devotee, he is going away from the ISKCON, came by his fortune to connect with ISKCON, but now going away. That pains his heart, then he is in a bona fide position. His heart is aching for that man who fallen from Krishna consciousness. Though not very palatable, but still giving pain, so his position is good. He's feeling pain, but the devotee is going away from Krishna consciousness. And so many are coming to preach Krishna consciousness, carrying the flag from this corner to corner of this world. Heart is feeling pleasure. That is all good. Everything relating to Krishna consciousness, good or bad, satisfaction or dissatisfaction, but concerning Krishna, that is good.
Desire.
He was the only sadhu who had recognition from our Guru Maharaj as sadhu, Bhaktivinoda Babaji. He was living in the strict sense the life of a Babaji, indifferent to the world. And he was seen with them smoking. And so many things were scattered around his ashram. The fish covers.
Scale.
All these things. He wanted to keep himself aloof from the present society by these things. Smoking publicly. But he was indifferent to all these worldly things, and really in the heart searching after Krishna. And in spite of so many opposite signs in his character, he had recognition from our Guru Maharaj as a real Vaishnava living here. But so many Vrindavan Babajis, they are cancelled. Impatient. But Vanshidas Babaji is not impatient. As we are the uncovering of Lord Krishna. Once he told, there was an earthquake and the temple was demolished and the gold Nithai was within the temple and they had smashed. He is talking to his audience. They say that they are not they had not children of such type that they would be matched. They played already this way. Not material substance, his eye goes, that they were smashed by temple crash. Played away. Peculiarity is this, he lived whole life almost in Navadvip. But before passing away, he went to his own home in Mymansingh district somewhere. And there he left his body. And before his passing away, there are many people, eaches, and blood oozing, something like that. And he used to advertise, what type of sadhu I am, you come and see. you come, what class of saint is myself? You see all this, the result of my bad karma. I am a worst type of man. Don't take me as a saint, as a sadhu. I'm the worst of the worst. Otherwise you can't say that so many things has come in my body in this way. Went once to Vrindavan and he came away and went to his home, previous home, and there he died. Vanshidas Babaji. Half man he was wandering in the streets of Navadvipa. I saw him several times. When I came here to stay alone, sometimes I used to go to his ashram. One night I was sleeping. Night means in the evening. I was sitting there, I saw him very much enraged. Why you, so many men here? Don't you find here is Rupa Manjari? Rupa Manjari is here. And why there are so many men wondering? Like perhaps in the mood of Yashoda. He is talking like that. Apparently irrelevant. There's a woman, that girl, young girl here, and you men are making crowd here, quarreling. Go ahead. One gentleman is singing some Narottama poetry, a song of Narottam. Then after it is finished, he remarked, he only repeated the sound, but the real influence, impression, got he realized. You are only superficially, you repeated the sound only. But the inner voltage is not known to you at all. You are fatulous, that fatulous. The feeling, the strong feeling suggested by that song, that hit whom he can know the power underlying that song. But you are only repeating physically. You do not feel what is, what holds energy within, you do not know. Of the superficially, you are repeating the sound. But the voltage within, the meaning, that struck whose heart he feels how much energy is there. It is much like that. Like an ordinary man on the surface, you are only repeating the sound. But the meaning, the deeper meaning underlying the sound, that has touched one's heart, whose heart he knows what is there, contained in that song. What a song, only the name. The simple name of Krishna, what voltage is within, who can understand according to the depth of one's realization, the word will react. Simply the name of Krishna, Tundi Tandavini Ratini Vituruti, Tundavuli Lavadhai, Karna Kruda Karambini Ghatayati, Karna Budhi Vashriyam. Chetu prangana sandini vijayati sadvendayanam kritim nujani janita kiyad bhiramitai krishneti varnaddai. That is said by Purnamasi in Vrindavan. Oh, what power is behind this word, Krishna. Tundi tandavini vratim vitund. When I take it, in the tongue I pronounce, then it creates a force making mad. And Ratim Tundavuri, one tongue is not sufficient. I should have many tongues so I could be satisfied something by taking the name of Krishna. That aspiration, that deep, intolerable feeling within. The one tongue is not sufficient. Millions of tongues necessary to pronounce the word Krishna. So sweet, so sweet. Nothing with the Tundavadita. Karna Kruda Karambini. When I hear that sound, Krishna, Karna Kruda Karambini, Karna. Millions of years I feel necessary. One or 2 years is not sufficient. Years on all sides will hear the sweet name of Krishna. That sort of feeling arises within. Karna Buddhist Ketu Prangana Sangini Vijayati. And when it goes and enters the heart, paralyzes all other activity. Such a feeling comes within, that whole thing is paralyzed. Tundi tandavini ratim vitamiti tundavudi ravdhai karna kuro karam vini ghatayati karna budi vatsya chetu prangana sandini vijayati sarvendriya nankati Nujani janita kiyad bhiramitahi krishniti varnadjali. I can't estimate with how much and what type of nectar the name Krishna. This is only two letters. But it is the production of Father, what wonderful thing. I can't wait. What is this? Then Durvasana, Babhrama Vamsiddhan. When the flute, sound of the flute came from Krishna, what was the effect? Vidhishtha to learn. Rupa Goswami has given description. The Brahma, he is looking this side, that side. From what side? This sort of sound is coming. The creator of this world, he is perplexed. What's that, this peculiar sound coming from? He's looking this side, that side. What? The Anantadi, who is supposed to carry this whole world on his head, should learn, Vidhishtha to learn, and Bhogindam Aghurnayan, his head is ringing. So he's supposed, at the support of this whole material creation, his head is ringing. So from where this vibration is coming, so sweet, so capturing, In this way, so many others, Rupa Goswami says, when the sound, sweet sound of the flute of Krishna came. It is something. Sweetness makes of the type of madness, make mad. So sweet, we cannot adjust, we cannot capture it. Utilize it for our purpose. Surpassing all our this feeling of taste, this feeling of measurement of good and bad, of pain and the pleasure, all paralyzed, surpassing everything. So sweetness making mad, forgetting everything. I am nowhere. In the ocean of joy. How much sweetness or ecstasy or pleasure, satisfaction, how much we can take, how much capacity we have got to taste sweetness. Our capacity is very limited. That may be covered by a tinge, and the superfluous things may drown me in that ocean of sweetness. Here I stop today. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Nityanand, Dayal Nitai, Dayal Nitai, Dayal Nitai, Dayal Nitai. To Nityananda there is nothing. While enjoying such quality ecstasy, the Jagai Bada is throwing something for his blood oozing. What that doesn't matter? they are king, they are masters of ecstasy, satisfaction, pleasure, joy. What this blood shedding can do, the pain of blood city, nothing. What of that? You take this sort of pleasure, this sort of joy. I am distributing to you. Does not matter that you have shed blood in my body, does not matter. You take this. Your eye, you take this. You cannot affect me. Blood shedding cannot affect me. I am in such a position. It cannot make me happen all that. But at the same time, Mahaprabhu could not tolerate. Who has shed blood from the body of Nityananda? I shall finish him. No, my Lord. This is the lila we have come to play, the drama, not befitting your such in this position. That's the disposition. Please control yourself and come out with magnanimity, more magnanimity. Reel of Nityananda to Mahaprabhu. From our side, the sinner who want to hurt the Guru Vaishnava, the agent that are coming to help us, and we are so in gratitude, we want to bid them, give them good bidding. That is our attitude. So Nityananda Prabhu's grace and recommendation for these sinners is unestimable. Nityananda. Gaur Hari Bol. Hridaya Gaur Hari Bol. Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Goswami. Swami Maharaj ki jai. Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Jai Shri Krishna, Bhakti Devo Swami ki jai.